Douglas Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. We continue in our series on Mega Grace. The title of this message is Grace in Weakness. Grace in Weakness. I want to start by making a statement. Many try to conquer sin, but out of ignorance, they try to conquer sin through the flesh or after the flesh. Now remember our terms during this series. The term for grace is divine ability, and the term for flesh is your ability. So let me say that again. Many have tried and still struggle trying to conquer sin, but out of ignorance, they're warring after the flesh in their own ability. You know, it's like the New Year's resolution thing. People, you know, start out strong. It's nothing wrong with New Year's resolutions, but they start out strong, but it's in the flesh, so they only go so far, and they realize they cannot stay true to that resolution. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." See, that type of individual fights, but they use worldly methods instead of spiritual warfare. We read in chapter 10, the same chapter, starting at verse 4, the scripture says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Now, I want to make a pretty strong statement here. As we think about it and meditate on it, you'll find in your own life that it is true. But it is foreign to our mind to admit weakness. Who, me? Now, when we talk about, when in this lesson, when I talk about weakness, I'm not talking in terms of failure or focusing on your inabilities. When we talk about weaknesses, so you'll understand it better. But we're not talking about focusing on what, you know how some people focus on everything negative, what they don't have, what they can't do. I'm not talking about that. You'll understand better. In Joel, the book of Joel chapter 3 and verse 10, if you'll get that on the screen for me, the book of Joel or Joel chapter 3 verse 10, it says, "Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong." Amen. Let the weak say, I am strong. Say that with me. Let the weak say that I am strong. That should be our confession. But let's put some understanding to this, because I just talked about how it's foreign to our mind to admit weakness. And here in Joel 3 verse 10, it says, "Let the weak say that I am strong." Our confession should be that of strength. But now let me take it a little further. But not your strength. Amen. Well, I said our confession should be that of strength, but not your strength, not my strength. Now, when Joel talks about let the weak say that they are strong, we have to understand that our strength is not our strength. Amen. We are not strong in ourselves. So our confession is that of strength, but not our own strength. In Colossians, if you'll give me that, Colossians 1 and 27, Colossians 1 and verse 27, it says that Christ is our hope of glory. It says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Say that with me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Okay. Christ is in us, the hope of glory. So our confession is that of strength, but not our own strength. In other words, we should have no expectation in our own strength. I'll say that again. We should have no expectation in our own strength. But I'll go back to the first statement I made, because it is true today, and we're going to try to demolish some belief systems that have kept people hostage and afraid and limited, because many have tried to conquer sin, but out of ignorance, they've tried to conquer it through the flesh, their own strength. I'll just stop this. I'll just do this. And you know, like I know, that don't last long. And you bind yourself up. You put yourself under a law. Okay, so our confession should be that of strength, but not our own strength. It's Christ in us who is our hope of glory. We should have no expectation from our own strength. This is how Jesus walked. He did nothing of himself. Everything, every moment, he derived his strength from God. You know, someone asked me a question or gave me, let me say, an opinion Sunday. They're kind of stuck on, you know, the fact that Jesus could have sinned, and they couldn't see that. Well, not only could he have sinned, he became sin. It's a little tough sometimes to wrap your mind around it. You gotta think deeply and pray deeply for God to give you revelation on it. What does that mean? He became sin. On the cross, the Father turned his face from him. Because all your sin, my sin, everybody's sin, the sin of the world was on him. He became that. And he defeated sin in his physical body. But see, we have to break some of the religious thinking that holds us captive in cycles of defeat. Because God has a higher call for you. Sometimes your finance and things are locked up until you get unlocked. It's not till you get another job. Because you can still be on lockdown with another job. And all you make a lot more money and still ain't happening. But you can take the little bit or what you are making or what you are doing and watch God multiply stuff. Because you ain't on lock. Because you're moving by the Spirit, and it's a supernatural thing. It's not natural. You're not doing it in the flesh. You're doing it by the Spirit. There's a whole nother realm that is parallel to the realm we see and touch and feel. This is not the real realm. This is a fruit of another realm. The real realm. Where the reality is, where the real you is. This is just our earth suit. Gives us authority here. Amen. The real you is on the inside. Amen. That image that God wants to come out and manifest. Amen. In this realm. So we have no expectation of our own strength. The problem is, the challenge is that many believers, many saints today still walk in that mindset. And we're out to break that, to destroy, to demolish those things. Amen. Now, initially, it'll make you feel very vulnerable. Almost like when the Lord said, I send you forth as sheep among wolves. He didn't give you no baseball bats, no nothing. He didn't give you nothing to work with. He said, I send you forth. But he's with you. How many know tonight God could hide you if he wants to? You'd be standing right in the midst. Jesus walked right out of the midst of hostile mobs many times. And either they couldn't see him or something, but they sure couldn't touch him. I've shared a dream I had years ago in a dark desert place on a highway. And I was riding in a car, and I saw these lights flashing by me. And then God slowed it down. And when it slowed down, these were evil spirits that were looking for me. And one slowed down, so he looked my way but couldn't see me. And God said, I'll hide you. Come on, come on. How many know he's our hiding place? He's our strong tower. Well, we are out of the reach. Amen. Even though we are in the midst, we are out of the reach. Okay, now, our expectation and our confidence is in God's strength working in us. Remember, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Now, I really want to shift some mindsets here with this statement. The main thing that keeps a person from receiving grace is their own strength. It ain't the devil. It ain't the boss on the job. It ain't the cheering. You can't blame it on you, the one. The main thing that blocks or stops the flow of grace, God's ability, is your own ability. Really, the big issues that we have is that we have to get out of the way. Look at somebody, get out of the way. It's kind of a, I don't know if the word oxymoron is right, a paradox, but the main thing that keeps us from receiving grace is our own strength, yet we are taught to be strong. Come on, that'll twist you up a little bit. Now, wait a minute. You mean it's my strength that's in the way, but I'm taught to be strong. Yeah. What we tend to do when flesh is at work, our own abilities, we tend to glory in our own strengths. There's a tendency, human nature, to glory in your own strengths. Not only that, you know, you hear people testify about their strength. But see, when it's our strength, the problem with that, the results are we have only as much victory as our own strength can get us. I'm telling you, God wants to bust somebody's world wide open. Amen. Amen. And really take a bunch of limitations and boundaries and spread them out way wide. But see, he's got to train us to trust his strength and not our own strength. What God has begun in the spirit, you cannot perfect it by the flesh. See, that's the tendency. You know, when things start getting good, you want to take it up now. You want to take it the rest of the way. No. When you see, even when God gives you more money, you know, more time and all that, and a lot more leisure, and that's not a time for you to, you know, put it on cruise. Okay, God, I got it from here. Lord, I got it. You still have to pray. God still wants you moment by moment acknowledging him and following him and trusting him and depending upon him. Amen. That's what all this teaching, all the learning, all the tests and trials are to mold and shape you into a vessel of honor, so that none of this stuff moves you. Because of greed, your seed and your need won't become, you know, greed.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 8 of Mega Grace, Grace in Weakness. Many try to conquer sin in their flesh. Remember, grace is God's ability, and flesh is your ability. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 states, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. As saints of God go through warfare, they must know that they can't fight in the flesh. Instead, they must fight in the spirit. What God has begun in the spirit cannot be done in the flesh. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-800-800-8255.